Hebrews chapter 3. The last time we were in the book of Hebrews, I looked at verse 1, and I would like to just look at really the first part of the second verse of this second verse, but I'm going to read the first verse again, and we'll just look at first part of that second verse tonight. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you this evening for the time that you've given us, Lord, to just come together and assemble in your blessed and precious name. How we ask you, would you bless this word to our hearts? Lord, may what is preached be honoring unto you. Help us. We're so weak and needy, and how we need desperately your guidance. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. We pray that all that's said this evening would redound to your glory and honor. For it's in the precious name of our Savior we ask these things. Amen. Holy brethren. That's who Paul was writing to. Holy brethren. Can you imagine the wonder of that statement? Wherefore, holy brethren. Brethren, born the same family, same source. Holy. Born of God. Brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy, sanctified, set apart, that Almighty God would set apart a people because it pleased Him to do so. Who will He set apart? Those that He chose to set apart. Not those that He looked down in time and saw would choose Him. His choice was found only in Himself. Holy brethren, cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blood that the Father saw from the foundation of the world, the Lamb that was slain, the Father who gave unto the Son a people and trusted in His Son. He who entered into that covenant engagement for all that He represented. I will redeem them. Holy brethren, robed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It amazes me. I stand here as a weak vessel that struggles through every message that I stand and preach. And I think to myself, I'm convinced upon those made righteous, holy by Almighty God. That amazes me. I'm just so thankful that God Almighty would allow me to be here. Partakers, participants of that heavenly calling, personal invitation. Almighty God does not call people any other way except personally. I know my sheep. I call them by name. You know, I think how before the foundation of the world, the names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and how in the fullness of time, Almighty God, who ordered all these things and brought them about and put the parents together, and then they're kicking around, you know. Well, what are we going to name him? Well, let's call him Gary. Almighty God knew that name. God named him. Consider, contemplate with a degree of care. Consider, muse upon it. The apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. He is the one that we profess. He's the one we believe. God Almighty has given His people a new heart, and they go through this world. They sit under the gospel. They stay under the gospel. They listen. And the Lord teaches them, and He grows them in grace, and instructs them, sends them a pastor. He said, I'll give you pastors after my heart, and they'll teach you and instruct you. And He calls a pastor, and He teaches that pastor, and He gives a pastor a heart to preach. And the pastor sets forth the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God takes that message and blesses it to their heart, and they hear it and they believe it. And God's given them faith, and they contemplate in absolute agreement with Almighty God and His report. Consider the apostle, he who is from God to man, and the high priest, the one from man to God to represent man before God. The apostle is from God to man. The high priest is from man to God. Consider him. Now let me ask you this. What are we going to consider? This is what we're going to consider tonight. Just a few minutes. Verse 2. Who was faithful to him that appointed him. Almighty God appointed a high priest. He appointed a high priest. And this high priest is our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want you to turn over to Hebrews 5, just a second. Hebrews 5, verses 1 to 5. Now you think about what the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, is saying about the Lord Jesus Christ, our high priest. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, and for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. For by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. No man taketh this honor upon himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. God Almighty called a high priest, taken from among men, the Lord Jesus Christ was made flesh out of men. There was the appointed high priest. And Almighty God, who loved a people from before the foundation of the world and chose out of every kindred, tongue, and people and nation a people that He was surely going to save, but they had to have a high priest. They had to have a priest. He had to be faithful. When I look back and I look at that word, who was faithful, there's only been one faithful man that's ever walked this earth. One faithful man. Man by nature, he's unfaithful. He's unfaithful in everything that he does. The best of men. I mean, there's men, women that even that sit among us right here, and you think, you know what? If I needed one, anything, I could depend on them. They'd be there. Well, they'd want to. They'd mean to. And they'd plan to. But you know, there's always circumstances that come up. There's always those, you know, times that you just don't, you know, I got sick. Something happened to my car. I just couldn't. There's only one. And when we consider Him who is faithful, this is what we know. We can depend on Him. You can depend on God. You can depend on what He says. Almighty God is faithful. He's faithful to His Word. When He purposed before the foundation of the world and chose in Christ a people, here's the bottom line. All that He's chosen, He's going to have. And everything depended on the faithfulness of the high priest. One who was from God, made Himself of no reputation, made in the image of sinful flesh, flesh and blood, like His brethren. And this faithful high priest said, all that the Father has given Me shall come to Me. And him that cometh to Me, listen to this word of faithfulness, I will in no wise cast out. What if I stumble? I will in no wise, not if you stumble, when you stumble. But here's the thing about it. He who is faithful, it says that His people that stumble, they'll get up. They'll realize. They know what they are. Somewhat. And they rise up in thankfulness unto Him who is faithful. Lord, You've kept me. I didn't keep myself. I would have left. That priest, that great high priest, it was required that he be found faithful. And Almighty God watched him, scrutinized, saw every thought. Think about when the Lord Jesus Christ would tell those Pharisees. He said, why think ye in your heart? He's omniscient. God Almighty, who knows. I've mentioned this before. Have you ever found yourself trying to read or trying to pray? I had some men call me this week after Brother Scott's passing, and I appreciated what they'd say. I heard this statement more than once. I was trying to pray for you. And I thought, you know what, that's honesty. I was trying. I was thinking about you guys. We were trying to pray for you. Believers, they know something of themselves, but oh, how frail and how quick I am to let my mind just go off somewhere. Trying to read the Scriptures, trying to speak to our blessed Lord, but here's one, listen to this, who was faithful. Faithful. Never, never, never deviated. This high priest, this is who he is. He is God Almighty. Sovereign God. And being God, the office of our great high priest, what merit? I mean, you think, whoever lives to make intercession for you? Who answers for you? I'll tell you who he is. He's God Almighty. Oh. It's God Himself who has everlastingly loved me and chose me and watched over me and cared for me. It's God Himself. What merit, what honor. This is not Aaron. This is not some other high priest. He ever liveth. He's God Himself. Without ceasing intercession. It's God Himself who is the object of our faith. This is who answers for us. The one in whom we have total hope. Who is able. There's another good word. He's able. He's able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by Him. Who answers for you? I tell you who He is too. He's one made like unto we are, like unto us. One was going to have to be acquainted with us, to answer for me, to speak for me. To plead His own merit as my representative, He had to be one made like I am, yet without sin. He had to be one that was acquainted with my griefs. That's a high priest that's going to approach Almighty God on my behalf. He must know something of my frailty. Of my temptations. And He was in all points. I think about that. I think, man, I'm telling you, when I think about some of the stuff that's gone through my mind and the temptations obviously are not the sins, because He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. But see, my problem is that I yield to them. And I can't help it. Oh, I say I don't want to. And I don't want to. But I'm telling you, it's like before I even thought about it. There's one that is answering for His people. The faithful high priest. One appointed of God. God Almighty and the God-man. He who is my true representative. You see, the law was broken by man. God Almighty gave Adam this command. Don't eat of this fruit. You eat of everything else. Don't. When Adam disobeyed God, he disobeyed God's word. He disobeyed God's law. He disobeyed God's command. He disobeyed God. And by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. They just natural generation. He came out of a fallen nature, and a fallen nature produces a fallen nature. I needed one who was made flesh and blood without the blood of Adam flowing in his veins. And this holy thing that is conceived within thee, conceived by the Holy Ghost, Son of God. And he came forth and he had flesh and blood, a body was prepared him. And a body that had all of the weaknesses of our fallen nature. He aged. We age because of sin. And he aged. He was made like unto his brethren, yet without sin. There was no sin there. But he aged and he got thirsty and he got hungry and he got tired. And everything that happens to us. And he knew what it felt like. He knew what it felt like to be hated as a man, despised and spit on. And he knew what it felt like. He knew what it felt like, Dan, to have to trust God. Have to walk by faith. He was a man. He was a God-man. And he knew exactly what it felt like. There's nothing I'm going through, nothing you're going through that he didn't go through. He knew what it felt like. All points. And this law, God's law, had to be fulfilled. It had to be honored. It had to be honored by a man. A man disobeyed God, a man had to answer God's law and fulfilled it. Justice had to be satisfied. Man disobeyed God. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to pay for that. As I said before, God doesn't sweep sin under the carpet. Man sets forth this thing of forgiveness. And they portray it as it just, you know, somebody just coming up and saying, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, God said, well, okay. Well, we'll just forget about it. He's a just God. Sin is going to receive justice. I need for justice to be satisfied. Who is this him that's faithful? Well, he's the faithful God and he's the faithful man. That was a man that was faithful to God, a man. I needed somebody that would die under the penalty of what I am by nature. My sin was going to have to be dealt with. He was made sin. He was made what I am. And God Almighty dealt with the God-man in my stead. And He put away my guilt. And I think to myself, there is a faithful high priest. It's answering for everyone that Almighty God gave him in electing grace. Can I find a part in that? Well, let me ask you this. You believe God? You believe Him? He died under the justice and the judgment of Almighty God. God forsook him. And in that forsaking, the Lord Jesus Christ was put in the grave. But where is the hope that I have? Here it is. 3 days later, he came out of the ground. He came out of that grave. As the representative of all that he lived and died for, he came out of the grave as the first fruits of those that he hung upon that tree for. And just like He came out of that ground, we're going to come out of that ground too. Just like He did. We talk about the resurrection of Christ, and here's the wonder of it. We're going to come out just like He did. Raised in newness of life. Raised incorruptible. All these things that are so far above my little feeble mind to comprehend, and I can, it's like I can almost seem to grasp it. I believe it by faith, I do. But can you imagine the glorious sight of those that leave this world and all of a sudden realize that they're catapulted into the very presence of Almighty God? And they, Queen of Sheba, when she saw Solomon, she said, I never knew the half of it. I never knew it was like this. I heard and I believed it by faith, and I just never. Lord, You're right. The eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man that which God has prepared for those that love Him. Faithful in life. He came into this world, and everything that He did, everything that He said, one purpose, the honor of His Father. His Father had chosen a people. His Father would have them. He agreed in that everlasting covenant. I'll answer for them. They're Yours. All that You've given me. Father, I will. That those that You've given me be with me where I am. Robert Hawker said this, when the Son of God stood up at the call of His Father as the head and surety of His church, He became her representative and the servant of Jehovah. And as such, faithfulness was demanded in her redemption and salvation. Eternal salvation for the myriads that Almighty God chose rested on His faithfulness. Any deviation, God's honor, God's word, everything rested on His faithfulness. Faithful. His faithfulness was declared by the Father at His baptism and on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And oh, how those words ring with the joy and the hope and the peace of God's people. Not as it will. We hear it right now, and we've heard it so many times that often those words go right over our head, and we believe them, but not like we will in that day. The surety. The obedience. The Lord says, He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that pleased Him. He was faithful in life, faithful in death. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He hath made Him sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Faithful. No deviation. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And now, as we consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, consider this. He's faithful. When we take our last breath, turn to Ephesians 5 while I'm closing this evening. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5 is one we often read at a marriage concerning the faithfulness of our Lord. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Think of all that he endured. And I'm talking about as a man, God man, totally God. We've heard Brother Scott say that, just as much God as he was not a man. Just as much man as he was not God. God-man. Everything rested on his shoulders. He came into this world bearing her burden. He walked through this world every day knowing what he was doing. He was representing his bride, loving her and giving himself for her. Every day. Our minds often go to the cross. We think about his crucifixion. But you remember this. He was 30-something years old. He said when he was 12 years old, he said to those professors and everything, don't you know, after he talked to him, he told his mom and daddy, don't you know that I must be about my father's business? He knew exactly what he was doing. Vitally aware, faithful, that we might be holy and without blame before Him. Oh, the beauty of the thought that all that He's done in absolute faithfulness, you can rest your soul on that. And we ought to rest on Him. Lord, help me to trust You. Help me to walk after You. You're faithful. Lord, faithfully, as You said You would, faithfully keep me. You're faithful. Lord, You promised. Your word, make much of the promises of God. Make much of God's promises. When this world appears as it will, and it does, to crumble. Remember who sent that crumbling. He sent it to draw His people to Him who is faithful. May the Lord add His blessing on this word and cause us rest in Him that you can depend on. Faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ. For His sake, His honor, His praise. Amen. Gary.